Stops is, you know, it's kind of a free-for-all. Any two notes that are in the scale, you can use. But there are sort of like common places to play double stops, and you may be familiar with some of them, and you might not be. So when you're in this key of C in the E shape at fret 8, I'm gonna try not to combine them with any other techniques, but, you know, like the 8th fret of the 2nd and 3rd string, very common, and then the 10th fret of the 3rd and 4th string, and then the 8th fret of the 3rd and 4th string, so, and then these two on the 5th and 4th and 5th strings, 10th to 8th and 10th fret. Yeah, we don't have to combine it with hammers and pull-offs, but... those are all very easy because they all line up. You got those, right? Mm-hmm. And you use those a lot. So that's why I stayed away from 2nd and 3rd string, 8th and... or 10th and 11th fret, because I'm looking for ones that line up. But you can... 2nd and 3rd strings, 10th and 11th fret, you could do. Yeah, but otherwise, just stick with the ones that line up. And then on the top two strings, you got 8th fret and 11th fret. All the way at the top two strings.
Oh.
Yeah, so those are all very common. I keep doing hammers and pull-ups on them.
It's so common.
Yeah, I guess. I can't help it. Anyway, alright, so those are all very common. Next shape, the D shape. Alright.